morning, and welcome to another episode of Cuckoo
Bananas!
Nicely done, boys. We started with a classic song called Yellow Bird, but Jake, in this version, who was singing?
The birds.
The bird? Yeah, the birds were singing. Could you hear the birds making the melody of that song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's from an album by the Beastles.
Yeah.
Their album, Party Album. We've played them before, right, Ron?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's different animals singing different songs.
Uh-huh.
But that song that they were singing, Yellow Bird,
yeah,
is super old. Guess how old?
1935?
Ooh. Older. Like, how many years
600
old?
644
years old? No.
Wait, can I guess the year?
You can guess the year if you want.
Okay, 1912.
Older.
Whoa, 19?
100?
Yeah,
100. Older.
What, 1870?
Younger.
1898.
Ooh, you're so close. The song...
600...
No, it's not 600 years old. The song...
No, I said 60.
60? Oh, older than that. The song's from 1893.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
That's really, really old.
Over 100 years old. And it was based on a poem that's even older than that.
That's really old.
And that, so that is actually a song from a country called Haiti. And they speak a version of French there called Creole.
Never heard of it. I thought you were going to say Spanish.
Never heard of it?
No.
Okay. So in English, they changed the name of that song to Yellow Bird. But one version in Haiti was called Choukoun.
Which means yellow bird?
I don't know, but... Another version of it from Haiti is called Tis Oiseau. Huh. What does that sound like?
Tis birds?
Hmm? Yeah.
Tis birds?
What does the word zoiseau sound like?
Oiseau.
Oiseau, yeah.
So it's sort of like everything starts with a Z and an O.
Well, it's like it's a different sounding version of
like
French.
Like a foreign language sort of type of French, even though French is foreign, but like...
That's right.
Like a really strong foreign accent of some kinds would be like with a Z at the beginning, you know?
Hmm.
Well, or is that just in cartoons?
Well, what happened was the French language came to their island a long, 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 long time ago, and then they made it their own language, right? They took it and they changed it and they made it their own. So that's why it's also called Tis Oiseau.
Tis Oiseau.
Yeah, I like saying that.
Tis Oiseau.
Now, we've got, I guess we haven't even told these dear listeners what our theme is for today. Anybody want to let them know?
Probably guess it.
Some birds.
We're talking about a bunch of birds. So, birds.
Yeah.
Birds.
Now, we've done birds once before.
So this is the second one?
Yeah, this is Bird Songs number 2.
Okay.
Yeah. And the next song we're going to hear is also a really old song.
Even older?
Even older than Choukoun. How old do you think this one's going to be?
1870.
Yeah, 1870.
This song is...
1883.
No, that was the last one. That's a good guess. This song is over 200 years old.
Whoa, so 17-something?
Well, nobody knows exactly, like, when it's from, and it's also based on some older songs, even, that they changed the words to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But it's a song called Turkey in the Straw. And when I was looking up the show, I found some interesting facts about the song Turkey in the Straw.
Oh.
You guys ever heard of Billy the Kid?
No. Sort of.
He's like a famous bad guy.
Yeah, but I don't know who he is.
Yeah. He's this famous bad guy in America who was like a cowboy, an outlaw cowboy. But apparently this song was his favorite song.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And the other strange fact that I found out about Turkey in the Straw is that it was one of the songs that the band was playing when the Titanic was sinking.
Whoa.
You know that famous boat that sunk, hit an iceberg and sunk?
Yeah. Everyone knows that boat.
Yeah. Well, it took a really long time for it to sink. Mm-hmm. It was slow. And the band kept playing songs for a little while. And this is one of the songs.
Did they not even know they were sinking?
I think they knew. But there's nothing they could do, really.
They could go on, like lifeboat.
Yep. Well, that's how they know that this was one of the songs that was played, because a few people did survive that. And they mentioned that this was one of the songs. But this one that we're going to hear is from a great record called Kitty Disco Party.
I know that.
Yeah, you've heard this one before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it's a kind of like a disco version. And it's a pretty fun record. It's got synthesizers on it, and every song like mixes into the next one. So we're going to hear Turkey in the Straw, and then we're going to hear a couple of other classic tunes. And stay tuned for a bunch more bird songs on this edition of Cuckoo
Bananas!
As I was going on down the road with a tired team and a heavy load, I cracked my whip and the leader sprung, and I says, "Mayday to the wagon tongue."
Turkey in the straw, boo dip a dip. Turkey in the hay, boo dip a dip. Roll 'em up, twist 'em up, well, I tuck a hoe, and I hit 'em up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay. Roll 'em up, twist 'em up, a high tuck a hoe, and I hit 'em up a tune called Turkey in the Straw.
Went out to milk and I didn't know how. I milked a goat instead of a cow. A monkey sitting on a pile of straw, winking at his mother-in-law.
Turkey in the straw, boom dip a dip. Turkey in the hay, boom dip a dip. Roll 'em up, twist 'em up, a high tuck a hoe, and I hit 'em up a tune called Turkey in the Straw.
Quando spunta il sole, l'Abruzzo tutto d'oro, le prosperose campagnole discendono le valli in fior. To serenade your lady, find a tree that's shady, and when you hear that tick-a-tick-tick-tick-a-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick, sing right along. And when you hear that rhythm, and let your hearts beat with them, just listen to that tick-a-tick-tick-tick-a-tick-tick, happy little woodpecker song. As happy as a bumblebee all day long.
wake up all the neighborhood, to bring to every boy and girlie his happy serenade on wood. And when you hear that rhythm, and let your hearts beat with them, just listen to that tick-a-tick-tick-tick-a-tick-tick happy little woodpecker song. Hear him picking out a melody, pecking at the same old tree. He's as happy as a bumblebee all day long.
We just heard Turkey in the Straw by the PK's Kitty Band / Kitty Disco Party. Also, we heard B.I.T. and Bullfrog and Nightingale from Eric Sade, Sounds of Now, and the Woodpecker Song by the Gaylords, Italiano Favorites.
Yeah, what language were they singing there at the beginning, Ollie?
Italian.
Yeah, you're right.
Because it's Italiano Favorites.
Mm-hmm. And the next song that we're going to hear is called Doing the Pigeon, which Bert dances.
Yeah.
Ollie's going to describe how he dances it now.
Yeah, for you kiddies at home who might want to dance along to this song, maybe you want to try doing the pigeon. Ollie will try and describe how to do it. But if you want to see a video example, you can just go on YouTube and look up Doing the Pigeon, Bert. But what does it look like when he's doing it, Ollie?
So, first, stomp your feet, then lift one leg up and pretend that you're kicking backwards, and then, yeah, basically.
Well, he also kind of does this head move where he, like,
does a pigeon.
Yeah, it does, like, a pigeon head where he, like, sticks his neck out and sticks his neck back.
Yeah.
And he does that the same time that he, like, kicks his leg out.
So, stomp. Kick back like a donkey kick, and then do
a
pigeon neck thing.
Stomp, stomp, kick back with the pigeon neck thing.
and on the cue with
yeah, that's right.
In the song,
when you hear that, that's when you do the kick
back
and the neck jerk. Catchy song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, without further ado, pigeon. Let's give it a listen.
Doing the pigeon.
Every time I feel alone and slightly blue, that's when I begin to think just what I'd like to start to do. And though it may not be the kind of thing that's quite your cup of tea, I recommend you pay attention to the little dance you gotta see. I love pigeons, and I love how they walk. And I've created a really cool dance called Doing the Pigeon. Doing the Pigeon. And dancing a little smidgen of the kind of ballet sweeps me away. Doing the pigeon. And doing the pigeon. People may smile, but I don't mind. They'll never understand the kind of fun I find. Doing the pigeon. I love it. Doing the pigeon. It's me. Doing the pigeon every day. Oh boy, is that exciting? Now, I'll show you how to really do the dance good, okay? Oh, this is gonna be way out. Okay, feet, do your stuff. Tap up. Dig this. Oh, I'm grooving now. Much. People may smile, but I don't mind. They'll never understand the kind of fun I find. Doing the pigeon. Doing the pigeon. Doing the pigeon every day.
Thank you. single day, stress comes in every way. I ain't got no time for nobody. My style is rich, dope, fat, and witch. We'll make a cake today that looks rich. Crack, crack, crack the egg into the bowl.
Crack, crack, crack the egg into the bowl.
M-I-X the flour into the bowl.
M-I-X the flour into the bowl.
Crack, crack, crack the egg into the bowl.
Crack, crack, crack the egg into the bowl.
M-I-X the flour into the bowl.
M-I-X the flour into the bowl.
Baking a cake, yes, means you gotta try. I'm doing this for years, but don't ask me why. Butter, butter, butter joins the bowl.
Butter, butter, butter joins the bowl.
We're making us a cake that you've never seen before.
We're making us a cake that you've never seen before.
Heat up the oven, now we're on a roll.
Heat up the oven, now we're on a roll.
Cheap, cheap, cheap's the name of my soul.
Cheap, cheap, cheap's the name of your soul.
The other day, I was called a little turkey. But I'm a chicken garlic, your beef jerky. Put the cake in the oven for a while.
Put the cake in the oven for a while.
Leave it there, come on, clean the pile.
Leave it there, come on, clean the pile.
Put the cake in the oven for a while.
Put the cake in the oven for a while.
Leave it there, come on, clean the pile.
Leave it there, come on, clean the pile.
Here, I got a little sample.
Here, I don't have a sample.
'Cause ample time's just what we don't have.
'Cause money and time's just what we don't have.
A chicken in the kitchen is making all the sound. The cake is done while we were sitting around. All we gotta do is apply the final touches.
All we gotta do is apply the final touches.
Take out the shrimp, the clam, and the perches.
Take out the shrimp, the clam, and the perches.
The perch goes here, the clam goes there.
The perch goes here, the clam goes there.
The little tiny shrimps just go everywhere.
The little tiny shrimps just go everywhere.
Whatever you like's in the middle, fiddle.
Whatever you like's in the middle, fiddle.
Seafood cake comes just like the riddle.
Seafood cake comes just like the riddle.
Okay, okay, that wasn't so hard, was it?
No problem. But how'd you get out the TV?
That was Cheap, 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 the Cooking Chicken's Rap. But from Parappa the Rapper, which is a video game.
Yeah. And Ollie, what was that chicken baking?
A cake.
Yeah. Yum.
Actually, I like pies more than cake, personally.
Ah, true.
Same.
I know that about you guys.
Except for dirt cake. I love dirt cake.
Oh, I like dirt cake, too. It's like smushed brownies.
Yeah. Yum.
Anyways.
I also like ice cream cake. Mm-hmm. Grandma makes a really good ice cream cake.
That's basically just ice cream, though. Right?
Well, ice cream with, like, layers on top. The one that Grandma makes has, like, Oreo crumble on top. Yeah. And we got another chicken song coming up while we're on the topic of chickens. We got a great song by Slim Gaylord called Chicken Rhythm. And he was... he did a lot of songs with kind of sound effects in them, in the singing. And so they're always fun to listen to.
Huh, this song.
Yeah, this song's no exception. And then I was listening to a jazz record the other day and thinking, we don't play very much jazz music on our radio show, hey?
So it's going to be Serenade to a Cuckoo, right?
Yeah. From Rashan Roland Kirk. And this is from an album that I have called I. And this is when he was playing live at the Montreux Festival. And I chose, he's recorded this song at least three times, but I chose this one because I really like the way he sounds when he plays live. Can you, you guys heard this song earlier? Can you remember what he sounds like?
Nope.
I like to hear recordings of him playing live because you can hear him sometimes singing into his instruments. He's playing the flute in this song.
Oh, yeah, that one. And he can, like, play two at a time, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes he plays two different horns at the same time, which is really cool, like a clarinet and a saxophone at the same time.
And, like, a tuba and a trumpet.
I don't think so, but...
That would be hard.
That would be impossible. Cool. You get into the Guinness Book of World Records if you could do that.
Yeah. And I used to listen to this guy when I was a teenager. I think this was the first jazz musician I ever heard that sang into his instrument as he played it. So he's like singing into the saxophone as he's playing the saxophone.
I sort of do that with a harmonica.
Yeah, you can do that with a harmonica too, yeah.
If you don't want to actually just move your mouth up and down, you can just do a song out of your mouth and it like sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. If you have a horn instrument at home, you could give that a try, or a woodwind instrument. And you can, in this version, you can hear, it starts with a cuckoo sound. So it's very appropriate for this radio show, right? But before we get to Rassan Roland Kirk, let's listen to Chicken Rhythm by Slim Gaylord. And
3, 2, 1,
you can sing along if you know how to cluck.
Cluck like a chicken.
Jello, chicken rhythm. Bah, 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 jello, chicken rhythm. Bah, 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 jello, chicken rhythm. Bah, 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 jello, chicken rhythm. When the rooster start to crow, then you know it's born. Just about the break of day, there's a bark, 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 jello, chicken rhythm. Bark, 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 jello, chicken rhythm.
Thank you.
right, so we're going from a jazz set of music to a folk set of music. And what do we have coming up next, Ollie?
The Owl and the Pussycat by Donovan.
Donovan, yeah. Do you remember that poem, The Owl and the Pussycat?
Yep.
Yeah? Well, Donovan put that poem to music. And that, we're playing a lot of really old stuff today. That poem is super old, actually, too. It was written in 1871. Yeah.
1971.
No, 1871.
1971.
By Edward Lear. We've read his nonsense poems before. Remember we have that book with all the strange drawings in it?
Yeah.
And they're all stories about different people and they all rhyme. Yeah. That was an Edward Lear poetry book. And one thing that I like about this poem, or about Edward Lear, is that he makes up words.
Kind of like... Oh, just like Dr. Seuss?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. So in this poem, he made up a word called runcible.
Yeah, runcible, dunceable, cunceable.
Yeah, runcible. And he uses that word a lot in different poems, actually. So listen for when he says runcible spoon. You try saying runcible.
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 It's good, right?
Runcible.
Sounds good, right?
Runcible.
Rolls off the tongue.
Runcible.
Yeah, especially with your nose plugged.
Runcible. Runcible.
Yeah. And then after Donovan, we're going to hear from the Fleet Foxes, their song called Meadowlark. Now, Jake, can you describe to everybody what a meadowlark looks like? What does that bird look like? Yeah. What color is this meadowlark that we're looking at?
Yellow belly.
Yeah.
White back.
Yeah.
Black scarf.
Yeah, he's got kind of a black scarf. Black chest.
And some white and black back.
Yeah, his wings have some black polka dots, eh?
And yellow back.
Yeah. Cool, eh?
And a very long peak.
Mm-hmm.
And Ollie was whispering in my ear.
I know. I didn't need to do that. You can see for yourself, right? I think some meadowlarks are different colors, too, but all these ones that we're looking at are yellow. Yellow-bellied.
Ooh.
Here's one with a red belly. Hmm. Yeah, so we're going to hear a song about meadowlarks from Fleet Foxes.
The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a five-pound note. The owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, lovely pussy, oh, pussy, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are, you are, you are. What a beautiful pussy you are. Pussy said to the owl, you elegant fowl, how charmingly sweet you sing. Oh, let us be married, too long we have tarried, but what shall we do for a ring? They sailed away for a year and a day to the land where the bong tree grows. And there in a wood a piggy wig stood with a ring at the end of his nose, his nose, his nose. With a ring at the end of his nose. Dear pig, are you willing to sell for 1 shilling your ring? Said the piggy, I will. So they took it away and were married next day by the turkey who lives on the hill. They dined on mince and slices of quince, which they ate with a runcible spoon. And hand in hand, on the edge of the sand, they danced by the light of the moon, the moon, the moon. They danced by the light of the moon.
Water.
Hey, welcome back. That was our folky set of music.
Daddy was the drums.
Yeah, you're right. Guilty as charged. That was your very own Captain Cuckoo on the drums on that last song. And what's that band called that I play in, Ellie?
Magpie.
Yeah.
And the song is called Carry On.
Thanks. And a magpie is a kind of bird.
Yeah.
So that song doesn't really have anything to do about birds, but the name does. And actually, do you remember, we have a book about Postman Pat. Remember that one?
Yeah.
You remember the birds in that one?
Mm-hmm.
The magpies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what they do?
They they pick up shiny stuff.
Yeah, that's right. They steal and they put it.
They stole his keys.
That's right.
And then he had to climb up a tree and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Keys.
But apparently there's not a lot of truth in that they like picking up shiny objects and taking it back to their nests. It's just like a folk legend.
Mm-hmm.
But we did learn something about magpies here. Let's see. Can you read that for us?
In East Asian culture, the magpie is a very popular kind of bird. It is a symbol of good luck and good fortune.
Cool, eh? And they're very handsome-looking birds.
Yeah.
Look at this one, the Eurasian magpie. It's black and white. And they're in the crow family. Let's see, we're almost out of time again.
It looks like a crow, except just like a little splotch of white.
Yeah, it's like a crow wearing a white vest.
Backwards on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the opposite of a vest.
Yeah. A crow wearing a white vest backwards.
It's a funny way to describe it.
Now, before we talk about the next set of songs that are coming up, I wanted to ask you a strange question.
Okay.
You look excited. In the lyrics of that song, it says, "I see in blue, you see in red."
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you, what color do you see in? It's kind of like a poetic question.
Green?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
I don't know. Because wherever I look, I mostly see some green.
Yeah?
Like, at least a bit of green in the thing I'm looking at.
Your eyes are drawn to green?
Yeah.
Things? I was thinking about it, too, and I was thinking, if I had to choose a color, I think I'd probably see in yellow. Come here, Jake.
Okay.
If I asked you, what color do you see in, what color would you say?
Red.
You see in red? Yeah? How come?
Well, because every color is my favorite color.
Yeah? Oh, that's a good attitude to have. Your favorite color is rainbow? Well, I said yellow because I think I have like a sunny outlook on life. So, if you have a sunny outlook on life, you'd probably see in yellow, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of yellow around here.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that people talk about sometimes is seeing the world through rose-colored glasses.
Oh.
Like if you had pink glasses on.
Oh.
And see everything through pink.
There's a style of blue glasses.
Yeah, I've seen those too.
Like shiny blue.
Yeah. We got a few more songs here before we let you guys get back to your day. We have a song called
Swan Splashdown by Perry and Kingsley.
Yeah, Perry Kingsley, they're one of my favorites. We've played them before on this show. And I this song is based on a song from a famous ballet called Swan Lake. And it's based on a song called Dance of the Little Swans.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I saw it in dance class at school.
Yeah.
I saw the video of it.
of that song?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, apparently it's very hard to do if you're a ballerina. And then before that, we're going to hear a song called Gulliver's Theme.
And so close to my name.
And Gulliver is a seagull from that show that we've watched a few times called Finger Bobs. Remember where there's four different kinds of animals on that show and they're all made out of finger puppets.
Oh.
Yeah. So the seagull's got like a ping pong ball head and then white wings. And you'll hear him singing horribly in this version. Yeah. And then if we have time, we're going to hear a classic.
Birdos in Your Soul by They Might Be Giants.
Yeah. And that'll be it for our birdly episode. Thanks, everybody, for joining in today. And we'll come visit you through the radio again soon.
I like to rise and spread my wings white upon the breeze. I like to soar and spread my wings above the roofs and trees, and then to swoop down, down into the town, fold my wings behind my back and see what's going on. I like to rise and spread my wings white upon the breeze. I like to soar and spread my wings above the roofs and trees, and then to swoop down, down into the town, fold my wings behind my back and see what's going on. I like to rise and stretch my wings white upon the breeze, and then to dive down, down into the sea, fold my wings behind my back and float just like a boat. Ah, that's the life for me. And then flap again and up again into the wind and air, flying, flying, it does not matter where.
Huh, well, there's no shortage of straw here.
down there by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. I have a secret to tell from my electrical well. It's a simple message and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spelled L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphony. It doesn't rest. Blue Canary in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, new bird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. New canary in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. And while you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Hey, we got a few extra minutes, so let's hear a song about Donald Duck, and we'll finish off this episode with a song from Mark Bolan, who's riding a white swan.
Who's got the sweetest disposition? One guess, guess who? Who never, never starts an argument? Who never shows a bit of temperament? Who's never wrong but always right? Who never dream of starting a fight? Who gets stuck with all the bad luck? No one but Donald Duck.
Riding all out like a bird in the sky, was riding all out like you were a bird. Flying all out like an eagle in a sunbeam, riding all out like you were a bird. Wear a tall hat like a druid in the old days, wear a tall hat and a tattooed gown. Ride a white swan like the people of a Beltane, wear your hair long, baby, you can't go wrong. Catch a bright star and a place it on your forehead, say a few spells and baby, there you go. Take a black cat and sit it on your shoulder, and in the morning you'll know all you know. Like a druid in the old days, wear a tall hat and a tattered gown. Ride a white swan like the people of a Belting, wear your hair long, baby, can't go wrong.